Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we get a little college football in the mix. Sully, explain what we're doing here, and then obviously we're going to need music that's not Lauryn Hill.
Yeah, so it is 247 Sports bold predictions for the college football season.
I believe the appropriate way to say that is 24/7.
24/7 Sports, 247. Oh, it's the same thing. But there's tons of these. There's probably, let's hope to get through maybe 12 of these. We'll see.
Sure.
First bold prediction on 24/7 Sports. Penn State backtracks to 7 wins this season.
I think it's plausible. Every skill position player they have is a baby. I think James Franklin sucks as a head coach. Yeah, I could see it. Because unless that daycare center grows up in a hurry, they're going to have a hell of a hard time in the Big Ten East.
Next one here. Florida beats Georgia in Jacksonville.
You're insane. I'm sorry. I walked away from the opener, and I know it may not be fair after one game, but I was completely unimpressed by Florida, completely unimpressed by Felipe Franks again. I was left wondering how in the holy hell did this team hang half a hundred on Michigan in a bowl game. I just don't. I told you from the start when the AP poll came out, I think Florida's grossly overrated. I'm going to stand by that until I get proven otherwise. Mike, I just don't think Felipe Franks is any good.
All right, the next one's titled Nebraska Grabs College Game Day Spotlight. And I'm just going to read part of it. Anyone else drinking the Kool-Aid on Scott Frost and Nebraska this season? Hungry feels like the right word to describe this team. A group that will lock down a spot inside the top 25 by year's end and might win the Big Ten West.
All right, now calm down. Here's what I'll say. They'll show market improvement, and I think they're going to beat somebody. Like, they're going to get a win that forces you to take notice when it hits the scroller. I don't know who it's going to be or when it's going to be. But winning the Big Ten West, calm down. I don't think 8-4 is getting that done. And I think at a maximum, they're an 8-win team. Maximum.
Eight. It's sack time!
Next take here. Missouri is a top 10 team in November. Can you see that happening?
No. Is there reasoning for this, or is this a Missouri grad who wrote it?
Said it'll only last a week, but the Tigers will be ranked inside the top 10 at 8-0 following a win over Kentucky on October 26, heading into the Mammoth Showdown with Georgia.
I would need to see their schedule, but I think an 8-0 prognostication for almost any team in America outside of Bama, Clemson, or maybe Georgia is ridiculous. Kelly Bryant at quarterback, that's supposed to make me feel great. No, I think that's ridiculous. It's almost as bad as you presenting it to me without giving me anything to think about.
Well, I read the 8-0 thing. All they said
the I don't know the schedule.
They said, well, courtesy of one of the SEC's softest schedules, right, Missouri will take advantage with Clemson transfer Kelly
No.
Bryant.
The answer's no.
Oh, yeah.
Justin Fields will be a Heisman Trophy finalist.
Oh, come on. No. I think Justin Fields can be really, really good to get Ohio State where they got to go. He could just be good. But if you want to be invited to New York, you're talking about Justin Fields being one of the three best players in all of America. I'm sorry. No. That is hyperbole at best.
All right, the next take's about Notre Dame. Notre Dame, despite the talent returning, finishes with 3 losses during the regular season this fall.
Why?
Because Ian Book returns, should be one of the top quarterbacks, but losing 2 captains up front, Alex Bars and Sam Mustipher, along with Dexter Williams and big play wideout Miles Boykin, means Notre Dame's offense will look a little different. They will not be favored in road trips to Georgia or Michigan, and there's several other games that could go either way.
Yeah, but again, I still think at worst they're a 9-3 football team, and that's assuming they lose every big game. No, I don't like. See, that take to me is kind of dumb. But whatever. I think all this preseason stuff is dumb.
Well, this next one about Gus Malzahn, I don't know if this is a hot take at all.
Fired. 7-5.
We are watching Gus Malzahn's final season at Auburn.
And then he'll be paid $26 million to get fired. They owe him $13 million in the first 30 days of his "you just got fired" period. I don't believe in Auburn because I don't think they have a quarterback. And a Malzahn system cannot function without a quarterback. Love their D-line, but no quarterback, no bueno. I don't buy Auburn.
In the next one, Urban Meyer will take over at Auburn.
No.
No, I added that one in. I'm sorry. I know that's your dream.
Oh, I would love to see Urban versus Saban. Sure.
USC is probably the more realistic.
Yeah. I think Clay Helton's a dead man walking.
Both of those guys, Helton and Malzahn, aren't going to be back. I think that's pretty fair to say. The next take here, what do you think of this one? Oregon will win the Pac-12 this season.
I'm all in on it. And I think they're beating Auburn, too. I just think Justin Herbert is fantastic. That offensive line is elite. I think the Pac-12 is soft. I mean, last year, Mario Cristobal had a horrific call. Instead of taking a knee, he handed the ball off. The kid fumbled. They lost to Stanford. It cost him a chance at the Pac-12. I think Oregon's a really well-put-together team with a top-five quarterback. Yes, I will buy Oregon winning the Pac-12.
Let's see. This next one about Michigan. God, we see this one on every single
Why
one.
Why can I not just avoid
one.
This? My God.
I'll skip over the Michigan one because we see this one on
it's
every
exhausting.
Single one. Exhausting. Let's go to Texas. Sam Ellinger, not Jalen Hurts, is the Big 12's best quarterback this season.
Okay, I can say that's true, but still believe Oklahoma wins the Big 12. I just am not ready to say that Texas is going to run the gamut, and I think that's what it might take to win the Big 12. And again, you get stuck where if you're Texas, you got to play OU twice.
Sure.
So I don't think they're ready for that yet.
And I'll give you a brief description of what they say, because I know people seem to just know Sam Ellinger for his "Texas is back" comments. But they say, "I like Ellinger a lot. He's a guy with Tim Tebow-like leadership qualities, someone who makes the players around him want to use every last ounce of energy. The straw who stirs the drink for the Longhorns, he might be college football's most important player, respective to his team's success."
Disagree. Justin Fields. Fields has to be good or OSU is dead. I mean, dead as a doorknob. I mean, Ellinger could be above average and Texas could still flourish systematically. I just don't buy that.
All right, let's go on to this next one. Alabama wins every regular season game by double digits this season.
Sure.
They said, "We nailed this one last season, and despite substantial staff turnover and heavy NFL draft departures, it'll happen again. Tua is without question the SEC's best player heading into his junior campaign, and he'll be a front runner to win the Heisman."
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it. I think Bama over 11.5 is a great bet, and then you hedge the Auburn game in case they don't get there. I don't see Bama losing a game before then. I don't. It's the same thing with Clemson. Clemson opens up. They're going to play A&M 2 weeks from now. Then they go to Syracuse on the road. That's really the end of their difficult games. Clemson's going to be favored by 17 plus in maybe every game. You bet the over 11.5, take a flyer, and you get a hedge in the finale. Yeah, I don't have a problem.
Well, and they even point out schedules Alabama's easiest in years. They should be favored by double digits in most, if not all.
Why not?
A couple more here. Trevor Lawrence will win the Heisman Trophy. Hot take or not?
No. If it's not him or Tua, I'd be just stunned. I think it's kind of just an assumption.
All right, let's end with this one here. Hot take or not, Georgia beats Alabama in the SEC championship game.
Oh, it's not a hot take. I mean, Georgia blew a double-digit lead against them last year. They blew a double-digit lead in the national title game. They're coming for Bama, and it's a matter of time before they get them in a big spot. No, it's not a hot take.
Because Georgia's defense will be more athletic this fall, and it's hard to imagine Jake Fromm losing in heartbreaking fashion for a third time to Alabama before he leaves to the NFL.
No, listen, not a hot take at all. I think Georgia's a really interesting bet to win the SEC. I think they're minus 230 to win the East.
Yeah.
You want to tell me, after watching Florida, that team's going to be Georgia? Yeah.
Well done.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.